The European Commission chief has slammed U.S. tariffs on EU imports, saying such efforts to split the bloc on trade are, quote, in vain. Jean-Claude Juncker stressed that the European Union and its single market are indivisible. Juncker is set to meet Donald Trump next week to convince the U.S. president to drop tariffs on metals and avoid further duties on cars. Trump imposed duties of 25% on steel imports and 10% on aluminum in March, but gave temporary exemptions to the European Union. The exemptions were, however, lifted in June, prompting EU retaliatory tariffs. Trump is now considering whether to impose levies on European cars. Joining us live now from London is Professor Keith Pilbeam, who is a professor of international economics and finance at City University. Professor, thanks for joining us. What do you make of Juncker's comments? Do you think the EU is united in the face of these U.S. tariffs?
Well, we export cars to them and we export steel to them, and we don't really want to face tariffs unnecessarily. And of course, if they, then we'll be sort of under pressure to retaliate with our own tariffs, which is no good for anybody. Not good for American business, it's not good for European business.
Indeed. So do you think that, Professor, that the EU has been able to stand up for itself as satisfactorily at this point?
That Donald Trump gave us an extension in the first place is a sign that, you know, he knows that Europe is a big market and doesn't work in businesses but export to Europe. So I think Europe, you see, as a united bloc, it's a big trading partner and has a lot of power. By itself, would have power.
And Professor, finally, where do you see all of this ending up, though? Because as you said, tariffs on both sides aren't good for either of these economies.
Yeah, well, I think Trump is just playing hardball. At the end of the day, the economics is clear. And it's as simple as that. So at the end of the day, I expect the economics to win out.
Very well, Professor. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.